Ever feel like you're running around with your attention pulled in a million directions?
Like a flashlight with a dying battery, yeah.
Exactly. But what if we could swap that flashlight for something a little more powerful?
Like a laser pointer.
A laser pointer, yes. And in this deep dive, that's exactly what we're going to unpack, the power of focus. We're going deep into this text, how to achieve personal and professional success with clear focus.
And trust me, this isn't just another self-help pep talk.
Oh, definitely not. We're cutting right to the chase with actionable insights, real strategies, and maybe even busting a few myths along the way.
Sounds good to me.
Hmm.
So where do we even begin?
Well, first, what exactly is focus? I mean, we throw that word around a lot, but is it just like concentrating really hard?
It's actually more than just that. The text defines focus as a conscious decision about where you direct your energy and attention.
Okay, so it's not just about trying harder. It's about choosing what to try hard at.
Precisely. You wouldn't just randomly spend your money, right? You'd prioritize, budget, make sure you're investing it wisely.
You're saying our attention is like a currency.
Think of it that way. You have a limited amount, and every distraction, every notification is a little expense. This text argues that true focus is about being a mindful spender.
Hmm. That's a really interesting way to think about it. And I guess just like mismanaging your finances leads to stress, maybe a scattered focus does the same thing mentally.
Absolutely. In fact, the text cites studies linking improved focus to reduced stress levels. We think being busy means being productive, but it can actually be the opposite.
Okay, that's pretty counterintuitive.
Yeah.
So less chaos, more calm, just by focusing better. Sign me up. But honestly, it's easier said than done, right? Life feels like a constant barrage of distractions.
Oh, I hear you. But the good news is there are practical techniques to actually cultivate better focus.
That's what I'm talking about. Give me the goods. What does this text recommend?
Well, the first step is probably the toughest. Ruthless prioritization. What really matters and what can you let go of?
Ruthless, huh?
Mm.
I'm sensing a theme here.
It's about being honest. Maybe you have a to-do list a mile long, but only a few items truly move the needle on your goals.
Ouch. That's a little too real for me.
Hmm.
I'm definitely guilty of overcommitting. The text talks about time management too, right?
Big time. It's about scheduling blocks of time for focused work, almost like setting an appointment with yourself.
A meeting you can't cancel, even if it's just with yourself.
Exactly. And during those blocks, minimize distractions. Phone off, notifications silenced, maybe even a do not disturb sign on your door.
Like a little fortress of focus.
Yeah.
I like it. Are there any tools or apps that can help with this? I feel like I've tried a few, but they haven't always stuck.
Oh, for sure. There are tons of apps out there. The key, according to the text, is finding one that works for your style. Some people like timers, others need noise blocking apps. It really depends.
Makes sense. The text also mentions mindfulness and meditation, but honestly, sometimes that stuff feels a little too, yeah, like I'm not sure I'm ready to sit on a mountaintop chanting.
I get it, but the text actually presents it in a very practical way. Think of it as a mini exercise. Close your eyes, focus on your breath for a minute or two.
Okay, I can do that.
Inevitably, thoughts will pop up. The key is to gently guide your attention back to your breath. No judgment, just practice.
So it's like reps at the gym, but for your mind?
Exactly. It's about training your attention muscle to stay present and resist distractions.
That's actually a pretty cool way to look at it.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground here. We defined focus, looked at its benefits, and even got some tips on how to sharpen it.
Right. And the beauty is you don't have to become a focus guru overnight. It's about small, consistent steps. So now that you've had this overview, what's one area in your life that you think could really benefit from increased focus?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, work is the obvious one, right? But thinking about it, maybe even how I spend my leisure time. Like, how often am I truly present versus just scrolling mindlessly?
There you go. That's the connection. And what's one tiny step you can take? Maybe even as small as setting a 25-minute timer tomorrow for focused work to get started.
I love that challenge. It's not about overhauling your whole life, but about that one focused step. Thanks for diving deep with me. And for you listening, hopefully you feel inspired to sharpen your focus too. Until next time.